So finding a position that allows you to be alert and relaxed. Close your eyes and rest your hands in an easy, effortless way. Allow your awareness to scan through your body, and wherever possible, soften and release obvious areas of physical tension. Because we so easily get lost in thoughts, this meditation begins with attention to breath. Using the breath as a primary anchor of mindfulness helps quiet the mind so that you can be awake to the changing stream of life that moves through you. Take a few very full breaths and allow your breath to be natural. Notice where you most easily detect the breath. You might feel it as it flows in and out of your nose. You might feel the touch of the breath around your nostrils or on your upper lip. Or perhaps you feel the movement of your chest or the rising and falling of your abdomen. Bring your awareness to the sensations of breathing in one of those areas, perhaps wherever you feel them most distinctly. There is no need to control the breath, to grasp or fixate on it. There is no right way of breathing. With a relaxed awareness, discover what the breath is really like as a changing experience of sensation. You will find that the mind naturally drifts off in thoughts. Thoughts are not the enemy, and you do not need to clear your mind of thoughts. Rather, you are developing the capacity to recognize what thoughts are happening without getting lost in the storyline. When you become aware of thinking, you might use a soft and friendly mental note, thinking, thinking. Then, without any judgment, gently return to the immediacy of the breath. Let the breath be home base, a place of full presence. While you might notice other experiences, the sounds of passing cars, feelings of being warm or cool, sensations of hunger, they can be in the background without drawing you away. If any particular sensations become strong and call your attention, allow these sensations instead of the breath to become the primary subject of mindfulness. You might feel heat or chills, tingling, aching, twisting, stabbing, vibrating. With a soft, open awareness, just feel the sensations as they are. Are they pleasant or unpleasant? As you fully attend to them, do they become more intense or do they dissipate? Notice how they change. When the sensations are no longer a strong experience, return to mindfulness of breathing. Or if the sensations are so unpleasant that you are unable to regard them with any balance or equanimity, feel free to rest your attention again in the breath. In a similar way, you can bring mindfulness to strong emotions, fear, sadness, happiness, excitement, or grief. Meet each experience with a kind and clear presence, neither clinging to nor resisting what is happening. What does this emotion feel like as sensations in your body? Where do you feel it most strongly? Is it static or moving? How big is it? Are your thoughts agitated and vivid? Are they repetitive and dull? Does your mind feel contracted or open? As you pay attention, notice how the emotion changes. Does it become intense or weaken? Does it change into a different state? Anger to grief? Happiness to peace? When the emotion is no longer compelling, turn your attention back to the breath. the emotion feels overwhelming for you, or if you are feeling confused about where to place your attention, relax and come back to your breath. The particular sensations, emotions, or thoughts that arise when we practice meditation are not important. It is our willingness to become still and pay attention to our experience, whatever it may be. In doing so, we plant seeds of radical acceptance. With time, we develop the capacity to relate to our passing experience, whether in meditation or daily life, with deep clarity, kindness, and love. Begin to notice the crown of the head. Notice any sensations that you experience in the crown or the scalp of the head. Notice the forehead and the eyebrows. Notice if you're holding any tension in those muscles of the face. Maybe you stick with that tension for a moment before letting it release. Maybe you notice the eyelids gently resting shut. Maybe notice the breath moving in and out of the nose. Maybe you feel the air gently pass on the upper lip. Maybe notice the tongue resting in the mouth. And if it's pressing into the top of the mouth or into the back of the teeth, maybe stay there for another moment or so before releasing and relaxing the tongue. And then relaxing the tongue, see if you can relax the lower jaw away from the upper jaw. Maybe you offer a gentle swallowing to help release the muscles of the throat and neck. You notice the right shoulder and the right arm, elbow and wrist, the right hand, and you notice the left shoulder, the left arm, elbow and wrist. The left hand. You notice the front of the torso, the chest or the belly rising and falling with your natural rhythm of breath. You notice the back body maybe rising or pressing into the support beneath it. You notice the hips and the buttocks gently releasing, softening into the support beneath. And you can feel the right leg, hip, knee, ankle, and foot. You can feel the left leg, hip, knee, ankle, and foot. You feel the whole body releasing into the support beneath you.
And you notice your breath. And visualizing or imagining that your breath begins at the heels of the feet. And as you continue to inhale, the breath creates a bubble around the front of the body until you reach the end of that inhale at the crown of the head. And with your exhale, you feel and visualize the breath wrapping around the back of the body, from the crown of the head down to the heels of the feet. And you take a few more rounds of breath like that, inhaling and creating this bubble around the front of the body, and the exhale creates the bubble around the back of the body. So with each complete breath, you've created your protective space, your safe space. Further promoting that you can tolerate these emotions, these sensations, whether they're physical or emotional. You are safe. Feeling safety permeating through your entire body. And feeling your breath begin to deepen. Maybe you feel pretty safe in this bubble that you've created for yourself. Maybe you take it with you today. Maybe you've instilled this idea of safety into your body, into your brain, your mind. And you feel that it's safe enough to let go of some of that bubble. But you know that you can always come back to this bubble. You are in control. You can place it around your being for safety and protection at any time that you need it. When you're ready, take a big, deep breath. And begin to offer the body the movements that it craves once again. Maybe wiggling fingers or toes. Maybe rocking the head side to side. And eventually arriving into a comfortable seated pose, ready to face the day again.
feeling confident, safe, and protected.